Joining us now, Felix Fox. He's with Milford Asset Management. The Milford KiwiSaver Plan's been named the Morningstar KiwiSaver Category winner for New Zealand for 2013. Take advantage of the investment expertise at Milford Asset Management. They offer an award-winning suite of Milford KiwiSaver Plan funds for your retirement saving needs. For more information and a copy of their investment statement, you can visit milfordkiwisaver.co.nz or call them 0800 662 345. Evening, Felix.
Hi, evening, Susan.
So June looking to be a volatile month in the global markets.
That has certainly been true. I think certain profit-taking since the second half of May has continued into June. The US stock market, for example, is off about 0.25% in local currency, Europe off 3.7%, Japan about 18% off its high. So there's certainly been a spike in volatility. Many blamed the US long-term Treasury yields spiked there as a reason, and also speculation about the U.S. Federal Reserve cutting back on its money printing programs. But one particular point I say is the emerging market complex has been particularly hard hit. These emerging markets have seen both asset prices fall as well as their own currencies depreciate against the major currencies of the world. And that's basically a double whammy for investors. So as US dollar has strengthened, the attraction of investing in emerging markets have decreased. And that is particularly notable given that emerging market complex now make up a higher percentage of investors' portfolios than, say, 3 or 5 years ago.
And Felix, an opportunity here for investors?
I think so for certain markets, particularly the US, where, you know, the higher bond yields have been, if you like, underpinned by a recovery in the domestic economy. So that is a good reason for bond yields to rise. A bad reason would be a runaway inflation, which we're not seeing. So certainly for the Milford Global Fund, we are buying on the dips and adding to our US exposure selectively on buying quality companies. However, as mentioned, the emerging market complex is a bit of a headache. There are, you know, differentiation within these markets, particularly China and Brazil, the old favorites have certainly struggled. In fact, they struggled before the May sell-off because of structural reasons. So China is seeing slowing growth. It's got an unquantifiable credit problem and a short-term liquidity squeeze, whereas Brazil and countries like Indonesia have had to raise rates to fight off inflation and trying to keep foreign capital in the country. So for emerging markets, a lot more caution and being selective there, I think.
Thank you for that, Felix Fock. And we will get to the business desk next. It's 6:39.